What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? Master Ty in the building. Listen, Tai Chi Fitness is in the building. And listen, we're going to get fit today. We're going to be giving you the top exercises for your abs. So I hope you're ready. Listen, I know you've been eating that spaghetti. Yes, majority of you have been eating all that spaghetti. And the whole idea is that we got to make sure that we do something every day or every other day to make sure that we keep the abs there. That's right, because if we don't have the abs, we're going to have flabs. Y'all know I like poetry. So anyway, let's get into the top exercises for your abs. Okay, let's get ready to go. So I want you guys to get a towel or mat, okay? And make sure you get a good warm-up first. And then the first thing you're going to be doing is you're going to be lying on the floor. And you're going to start with what we call a straight leg sit-up, okay? This exercise that I learned from Pilates is very cool and is very good for your core, okay? So you're going to be doing it for 30 to 40 seconds, okay? When you go up, now make sure when you're on the floor you realize that basically you have your hands extended and you're going to suck your abs in. And then you're going to reach up to touch your toes, breathe out. So you come back down and you're going to breathe in, hands extended, feet extended. Both of them are straight, like you're about to do a flip in gymnastics, okay? Hands straight, and once again, you're going to exhale going up. You know what I'm saying? Keep that stomach tucked in tight. Go forward to touch your toes and come back down. After you finish doing that, you're going to go right into what we call the bicycles. You should know what the bicycles is. It's just basically where you're still on the mat. You got your hands on your head. And you're going to reach the right elbow to the left knee. And vice versa. Okay? Same thing. You're going to do that for 30 to 40 seconds. Come on, y'all. Get those blessings. And let's get ready to go for the next exercise. And when you do that bicycle, make sure that you don't fully extend the leg, okay? You're moving at a medium pace, okay? And let's get ready to take 10 seconds to take a break, and you go right to the third exercise, which is basic crunch, okay? And there's a lot of different ways you could do the crunch, but just keep it basic. You're going to cross your right hand over the left, okay? Your right hand touching your left shoulder and vice versa. Make sure you keep looking to the ceiling. Make sure you look to the ceiling, and once again, 30 to 40 seconds. Next thing you're going to do is just like you do when you're doing a standing exercise, okay? Basically, you're going to be going left to right, okay? So what you're going to do is you're going to get your shoulders off the ground, okay? And you're going to be moving left to right, almost like you got the free weights in your hand when you're standing up, and you're going to reach over to the right. And you're going to reach over to the left. And as you reach, you're going to just make sure once again that it's just like you standing up and you got the free weights in your hand and you're going side to side. But you don't need free weights. All you need to do is get your weight moving right to left, okay? And keep your shoulders off the ground, keep your head off the ground, okay? So you're going to reach right, reach left, okay? And once again, you're doing that for 30 to 40 seconds, okay? Rest for 10 to 15 seconds, and the next movement is real simple. I call them leg drops. Only thing you're going to do, with the leg drops, all you're going to do is you got the feet up, and you're going to drop them back down without touching the ground. So the feet comes up to your waist, both feet are straight, and they come back down, okay? Real simple as you're on your back. And the next exercise, we're going to hit that plank. Make sure you take, once again, 10 to 15 seconds. And then we're going to hit that plank. Come on, y'all. We're going to hit that plank. Hit that plank. That's right. Turn over on your elbows. You know what I'm saying? If you're overweight, you can also do this on your knees, which is a modification. 30 to 40 seconds. And then take a break. Last but not least, my people, we're going to do our very last exercise, okay? And this last exercise is very fun, okay? All you're going to do is lay down on your stomach. And all you're going to do from there is just extend the hands, just like you did earlier when you was on your back. Extend your feet. And all you're going to do is take your hands off the ground. That's right. And your head. And then at the same time, you're going to lift your feet. almost like you're flying. Come on, y'all. So once again, just keep your hands in the air, off the floor. Get your face off the floor. And also your feet is off the mat or the floor, okay? And once again, you're going to do 30 to 40 seconds just holding it. That's all you got to do, okay? And those abs are going to keep coming through. All right? So if you need the images of all these workouts, I don't mind sending it to you, okay? All you got to do is just ask. All you got to do is just leave me a message and let me know. You know, on IG, my account is MasterTYE29. You can catch me on Facebook, okay? Tyrone Randolph. You can also catch me on a lot of different places, like my email. So if you need my email, I'll leave it below. And make sure you keep those abs. Make sure you keep those abs so you won't have flabs. Okay, y'all? Y'all have a blessed one. And remember also that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. All right? Peace and love, y'all.